You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is Monday 1:30 a.m. UK time. The Patriots 2-9, the Colts are 13-4. This spread is now at 10. The Patriots minus 10 at even money. The Colts plus 10 with extra juice here at 5-6. And the points line is set at 54.5. The under is 10-11. The over is 10-11. And it's finally here, Gil. The match the media has been waiting for. The Deflategate revenge game, as it's being dubbed. And for those of you that have just landed, Deflategate refers to last season's AFC title game, when Tom Brady and the Patriots were accused of manipulating the pounds per square inch of pressure of the footballs, in theory giving them a better chance of winning. This was mentioned prior to that clash by Colts general manager Ryan Grigson, and afterwards Brady was suspended by Commissioner Roger Goodell. That suspension was later quashed in court. It is, for my money, Gil, the most eye-wateringly boring scandal to ever hit professional sport, this one.
Well, eye-wateringly boring it is, I would agree. We also tend to put the word, I don't know if folks know this in the UK, we also tend to put the word gate behind any scandal, Watergate, here in the early 70s. So if you do something wrong, Dave, it will be referred to as Kellnergate by all of us here in the U.S. Yeah, it's, you know, it is a boring scandal, but at least we have something to look forward to with this game in terms of how bitter are the New England Patriots. How much are they going to try to run up the score on these Indianapolis Colts? There's a reason it's a 10-point spread. I am a Washington Redskins fan. Back in 2007, and forgive me if I've told this story before, Joe Gibbs, the legendary coach of the Redskins who had won 3 Super Bowls and is a Hall of Fame coach, came back to coach the Redskins. And he wasn't quite as good as he was the first time around, although the Redskins were very, you know, for their sake, were good in the 4 years he was there the second time around. But in 2007, Bill Belichick was beating Joe Gibbs and the Redskins by 40, I want to say even 50 points maybe at this point in the game.
Wow.
And they had a 4th-and-7, and Belichick went for it instead of kicking a field goal, instead of just running the ball into the ground. He passed. And it was one of the most brash displays you'll ever see. And after the game, he was asked, well, what are you doing? And he said, well, what do you want me to do, kick a field goal? So he's basically showing up a legendary coach for no reason whatsoever. So now here's a game where the Colts were the ones who started the Deflategate firestorm. It was their allegations that led to the entire Deflategate scandal, that led to Tom Brady staring down a 4-game suspension that ultimately never was. But it's the Colts that are responsible. And while the Patriots publicly are saying, it's just another game, we're just preparing as we always would, forget about it. They're going to go nuts on Sunday night.
Incidentally, since I mentioned Ryan Grigson, since he's been there at as the Colts GM, Indy 0-4 against the Patriots. They've been blown out in all four as well, losing 45-7 in that AFC title game last year. The other results, 42-20, 43-22, and 59 points to 24. So the Patriots have put big numbers on the Colts in previous games as well. Let me just ask you this, Gil. We've looked at it from the... Everyone's talking about it being a revenge game for the Patriots. No one's looking at the other side of the ball. Isn't this a revenge game for the Colts? Don't they feel like they've been cheated out of that one, even though they were blown out in that AFC title game? Won't they feel humiliated at the manner of that defeat as well? And also, for the first time in his career, people are questioning Andrew Luck, who should be back on the field on early Monday morning UK time. We've looked at it from one angle. What about the other angle? Isn't it a revenge game for the Colts as well?
Well, it's an excellent question. It's a good point. We should apply the same sort of narrative to the Colts, right? It's playoff revenge. Yeah, that's probably where we should probably end with that one, because I do think that there is something to that, but I just don't think they're a very good football team. In the end, you are only as capable as you are in terms of your talent, and I don't think the Colts have it. You're right about Andrew Luck. I'll get to a positive for the Colts here in a minute, but Andrew Luck, 5 touchdowns and 9 interceptions since halftime of that game last year with the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. So since halftime of that game, Andrew Luck, the revered Andrew Luck, 5 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Tom Brady in the same span since halftime of that game last year, 17 touchdowns, 2 interceptions over 22 quarters. So he's actually been better since the allegations than he was ever before that. The 22 quarters before that, he wasn't quite that good. Andrew Luck also, in the games that he's played this year, 6% interception rate. That's the highest rate in the National Football League. The Colts are 31st in turnovers, minus 7. So you put all that in the mix, and you're sort of like, well, I guess there's revenge, but where's the Colts' advantage? And if you take any metric, and I had a gentleman on my show who said he went through every possible scenario, he couldn't come up with anything that favored the Colts. The only thing I can come up with is Tom Brady was sacked 5 times last week by the Cowboys. That's pretty significant. 5 times. Now, they haven't had that happen to them in, I think, just under 2 years, have the Patriots. Mm. The only issue with that then, though, is, and by the way, left tackle Nate Solder, with torn biceps, he's out for the season now. He was placed on injured reserve. So you figure, okay, they got sacked a lot last week. There's no Nate Solder. And then you think to yourself, well, what about Indianapolis' pass rush? Well, they only have 6 sacks this year, which is tied for 29th, you know, right at the bottom of the league. So I don't even know if that's something they can exploit. So, yes, is there revenge? Yeah. Do I give them a chance in hell for that revenge and an outright win? I really don't.
Okay, so going Patriots there, and it is worth mentioning that line has moved significantly, hasn't it, Gil? It opened up around about 7.5, and now it's 10.
Yeah, it did so during my recording of my show on Thursday morning, 24 hours ago, just soaring like a Christmas tree at that moment. And I really don't think that whether it's Luck or Hasselbeck, you're going to see much movement off that number at this point.
And you like the Patriots minus the 10 points, Gil?
I do. The Patriots are one of my picks. I like them for all those reasons, and I think Bill Belichick takes every opportunity to run up this score.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.